From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grand. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Green County's 5th Fly Car joined the system April 6 amidst the ongoing coronavirus emergency. The paramedic vehicle is used to prepare patients for transport before an ambulance arrives. In addition, this particular vehicle was a matter hotly debated in the Greene County Legislature in 2019. At the time, Catskill Representative Michael Bulich and Matthew Lavera opposed the decision because they disagreed with the county footing the bill instead of the individual towns. Catskill has its own advanced life support ambulance system. The fly car was added into the budget before the spending plan was approved in November. Greene County EMS Paramedics President Mark Evans said in a statement, and I quote, "The most important asset is not the truck, but our highly trained and skilled paramedics led by Chief Steve Brucato. Our medics are among the highest trained in the region. Only the flight medics have more training," end quote. Evans also commended the paramedics for continuing to work and provide life-saving care to residents during the pandemic. The new truck, Medic 8, is based at the Prattsville Firehouse. The vehicle is a 2020 Chevrolet Tahoe, which cost $45,000, equipped with lights, siren, and striping, as well as an additional $50,000 in equipment. The truck carries a cardiac monitor and defibrillator, an airway and intubation kit, IV kit, CPR machine, and drug bag with a significant number of emergency drugs. The total cost of the new fly car is $403,000. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Larry Rulison is reporting for the Times Union. The cable television company Spectrum is hiring 200 new customer service representatives for its new mobile phone unit. The reps would work out of the company's regional headquarters in Rotterdam, spaced apart to adhere with current social distancing protocols. The company is taking the action as many companies have laid off or placed workers on furlough. Spectrum plans to conduct the candidate interviews remotely. The jobs are paying $16.50 an hour to start. Spectrum spokeswoman Laura Pritchard said, and I quote, "Now more than ever, our essential workforce continues to provide the critical task of helping customers stay connected during this very challenging time. People are out of work, and we have jobs available that will help us continue to deliver and support the communities we serve," end quote. Spectrum, part of Charter Communications, added nearly 1 million new mobile phone lines in 2019 after getting into the mobile phone business. Pritchard said those hired to fill the jobs in Rotterdam will be treated safely, even though they must come into the office at a time when many are staying safe by working from home. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. The Daily Freeman is reporting the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation announced April 7th the spring turkey hunting season will begin May 1st and continue all month upstate anywhere north of the Bronx-Westchester County line. DEC also announced the Youth Turkey Hunting Weekend will be held April 25th and 26th upstate as well as in Suffolk County. The youth event is for young people ages 12 to 15. Stores that sell licenses and tags are now either closed, busy, or on limited hours because of the COVID-19 pandemic, so DEC recommends purchasing needed licenses or tags online at the DEC website by April 10th for the youth turkey hunt and by April 16th for the regular season. The DEC advises that anyone participating in the events this season follow social distancing guidelines, hunt close to home, take day trips rather than staying at a hunting camp, avoid crowds at parking areas and high traffic areas, only share a hunting blind with someone from your household, use separate vehicles if hunting with someone outside of your household, carry hand sanitizer, and avoid touching your face and wash mouth calls after handling. The DEC also recommends that anyone age 70 or older or with a compromised immune system postpone their trip. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day, and a pleasant tomorrow.